The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing? What a white-pilling day with white South Africans being protected from racism by Trump. I think it's important symbolically. I think it's important that we frame, yes, it is possible and in fact very likely that white people will increasingly be victimized by the minorities around us who hate us. And Trump can be seen as at least making the mainstream move to for this to be unlocked. This conception that, yeah, most of the time white people are victim of interracial crime. There's not much. In fact, I think there's none. There's not a case of a black woman being raped by a white man. Zero case. So yes, it's becoming an increasing problem, and we need to reconcentrate white people. And with the South Africans, it's too bad to... I know that there's a lot of Afrikaners who believe that South Africa is their land and they're never going to give it up. But let me tell you, in 100 years from now, there's not a white person left in South Africa. So it's either death or you flee. I think it's fine to flee. It's fine to give up some lands and let people live in their own shit. Greatest Whitest Northern says, facts. Maybe one day he will even address the DQ, D'Souza question. The D'Souza question. I don't know what that is. PTP has sent two super chats during the night. Thank you so much.
Hey, JF. Super long time watcher of your content. I don't get to catch you live, but always use your MP3 link for the quick download. More podcasts should do the same. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much for the donation. The show needs your donations to keep going, and you've been very generous to me. Thank you very much. Indeed, yes, the MP3 format is not a popular format on the web, but I think it's practical for those who are on the road, who just want to have a file that they can download, that they can put on their phone. So hopefully it serves you well. Today we had a hailstorm just around my house. So beautiful. These little cubes of ice falling from the sky. I love it. I love Alberta. Everything is beautiful here. Couple of movie reviews before we get to talk about the news. As Rekul says, the MP3 has been useful to me a few times. Well, that's great. For those who want the RSS feed of the MP3s, I have to reprogram the RSS feed because it was programmed for Odyssey. If someone wants to program it, all I need is a RSS feed that lists whatever MP3 is in a directory. So an RSS feed that does some PHP thing, magic stuff, lists the MP3 and says that those are the episodes available right now. Movie. I have three movies to review. The Gorge. It's an interesting movie. It's not deep. It's not fascinating. But if you just want a love story between survivalist snipers, that is a good thing with a good, beautiful Eastern European tin sniper female. And it's kind of a zombie-like movie where they are They are both defending the two sides of basically a zombie experiment went wrong. The zombies are not zombie. They are like zombies of nature. They are they have integrated tree DNA, and they are kind of vegetable, super fast zombies. It's a good movie. Just nothing special. Just action. Good movie. Annihilation. I watched this. I think I rewatched this because I remember seeing it before. I've rewatched it today. Kind of annoying. Very very feminine movie with all female crew going at the site of an extraterrestrial landing. The extraterrestrial basically is just a force that modifies DNA, takes over nature, makes experiments with nature, pushes the flowers and the alligators to go in all direction. But it's so feminine and it's so not super interesting. Now, the force at the end, kind of interestingly, at the end, you see that the force is basically mimicking. And that's the first thing it does when it lands onto humanity. They start to mimic humans.
And, you excited to see what kind of arrangement Trump made with Carney?
What kind of arrangement Trump made with Carney? It might look like the China one, which is, okay, a slightly higher rate for the US, slightly lower rate for Canada. Am I excited? No. I'm not excited about anything that can come out of Carney. I'm not excited about Canadian politics, except if it's to break Canada. So, Annihilation. Too feminine, too magical. They get in the mat. And thank you so much, Greatest Whitest Northern, for the donation. By the way, if you'd like to donate to the show, use the streamlabs.com link in the description below. The only interesting aspect of this movie is that the extraterrestrials are basically mimics. And they can mimic flowers, they can mimic anything. They take your DNA and they reprogram it, and they eventually learn to imitate humans through imitation. So one of the women gets kidnapped and the extraterrestrial stays with her, trying to imitate her voice, trying to imitate her movements. So a very mimicking life form, which eventually at the end, spoiler alert, gets out of the landing site through basically through her and through the husband. And finally, a third movie to review, Get Out. Now that is fucking hilarious. Get Out. It's a good movie. It's better than I thought because it's the whole race, interracial dating thing. But it's from the perspective of a horror movie about white people. So it's a horror movie because the black guy is the one getting fucked in this whole story. It starts as, okay, there's a black guy going out with a white girl. And the white girl wants to invite him to her family. And there's the whole tension. It's so hardcore. The racial tension. And the dad trying to be super liberal. He's like, oh yeah, I love Obama, by the way. It's very interesting. Prude says the black TSA worker is so accurate. DEI IRE. Yeah, it's like, it's not that woke of a movie. It kind of actually laughs about liberals and how they will tell you that they're open, but when their daughter comes with the black man, it's like they can't help but have the bigotry of low expectation and basically talk down to this black guy. But the whole thing turns into a horror movie in which all these white people are not there for a party of family. They're there to actually buy the body of this black man. And so it turns into this whole brain transplantation thing where they want, because old white people, you know, they're rich and they want their brain to survive in a fresh body. So So they're all there to bid on the body of this black man. So all of the racial tension builds into a basically a horror movie of body horror, where they want to, and you discover that the servants on the house that are black, they've all been injected with a brain from an old white person, and the old white person survives in the black body as a servant. And they basically want to turn his body into a sex slave. Well, at first it looks like sex slavery. Then it's like, oh no, I want my mind to be basically uploaded into you. It's very interesting how it ends. And it's overall not so woke as you would think from just looking at the subject. Greatest Whitest Norton says, wait, are you saying it's worth a watch? Yes, it is. It is, because although it really touches upon the interracial thing, it doesn't do so in a woke moral way, as I expected. So it's, of course, in the end, it's a woke message. It's a mainstream message. Basically, it's be scared of white people. But it's so ridiculous as a premise that you can actually watch it and see it as a horror comedy. Because it's like the whole movie starts with a black guy walking on the streets wanting, I don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble. And there's this rich white kid who comes with a car and kidnaps him. It's interracial crime is reverted in this universe. It's kind of hilarious. Prout says, Kanye used to say that Kim was putting him in the sunken place. Okay, I don't know what that is. Nietzsche, what a line. Under peaceful conditions, the warlike man attacks himself. Oh, so a reflection of Nietzsche on perhaps a suicidal behavior in the aggressive man who is not given a chance to realize his aggression. We have Dries van Langenhove. This guy appears to have been just a nationalist in Belgium, very tame, making a little building to make videos about nationalism and conservatism. And he made a boxing ring for young white people to come and learn to self-defense and boxing. And now he's getting imprisoned for hatred, racism, and denying the Holocaust.
I'm making this video because it's my last chance. As this Friday, they may send me to prison for years. They're trying to destroy me. But with your help, we will destroy them. My name is Dries van Langenhove, and I'm a nationalist and conservative activist. You may have seen some of our actions against mass migration, woke degeneracy, and our victories against Antifa. Here, in our headquarters in Brussels, the heart of Europe, we even built our own recording studio and our own boxing club, where we strengthened the European youth. This headquarters is also the place where activists from all over Europe cooperate, and which was recently used to launch the first remigration summit. Even though the Brussels regime has been attacking this project from the start, our movement became the biggest in the country, taking the youth by storm, becoming bigger on social media than political parties.
All right, so unbelievable. Denying the Holocaust, political ideology are the reason why he's getting maybe in jail, but maybe a suspended sentence. We don't know yet. John Drake says, you can see the twist a mile away. Get Out isn't that great. No, it's not a great movie, but as a consumer movie where you just want to chill, it's funny enough that it will keep you interested. Prout says, sunken place is where the black goes when the lady drinks the tea in Get Out. Okay, yeah, because the woman is a hypnotist in Get Out, and she throws the black man into a parallel universe of hypnotic whatever. It's so over the top that it's worth a watch. Belgium's far-right prodigy gets prison term for inciting violence. He reveled in Nazi IDs that cause much suffering. Well, it's very hard to see what he's done or said, but he seems like a pretty tame guy. I've been reading his most provocative quotes. I don't see anything in there that would be criminal in the US or Canada. But in Belgium, the regime persecutes political opposition. One of the reasons I'm so white-pilled about this South African white refugees is it makes a lot of masks fall today. You can see here a group of white people, perhaps the first group, at least. There may be single white refugees here and there, but in terms of a massive population group that we say we're all going to consider you guys refugees, it may be the first population ensemble of white people to ever be considered refugees. Look at them. As people were pointing out on social media, that you'll see them at Walmart and you won't even know that they're South African. This is good because it's for the first time we're taking immigration and we're turning it against its purpose, which obviously has been to attack white people, and it makes people react. For example, the Episcopal Church. Jack Jenkins, breaking: the Episcopal Church has announced it will end its decades-old partnership with the government to resettle refugees, citing moral opposition to resettling white Africaners from South Africa who have been classified as refugees by the Trump administration. Scott Greer was saying, moral opposition to helping persecuted whites. It's fantastic what's happening, because this gets these decades-old schemes get exposed for what they truly are. So you're telling me that now the government is telling you, look, these people are oppressed. They are killed at an unacceptable rate. They are being subject to land repossession that's illegal and that's unfair to them. Now we need your help to resettle them. And suddenly the Episcopal Church, oh no, no, that's not what we're doing. We're only going to welcome racial replacement for Americans. We are not welcoming white people. That is a great thing to expose, that if you're going to be a church and be that leftist, are you distinguishable from the woke academia? Are you distinguishable from the Democrat governments? No. You are only accepting to work within the framing of a replacement of white people. And this will awaken a lot of people to see these big institutions suddenly not being about resettling and welcoming. Well, what was this whole discourse about being welcoming to the other? Oh, not the other when he's white. Not the other when they are low criminality. Not the other when they don't have a potential to replace our entire population. Greatest Whitest says, refugees that will actually be a net positive for whoever takes them in. Exactly. I mean, it's very hard for any refugee program to be net good for the population that's welcoming. So in my view, the refugee program should all be abolished. But if you're gonna keep one open, it certainly should be for these populations that will bring not much trouble and perhaps some advances, like Elon Musk is a South African, so you get the economic productivity from Elon Musk. Bruto says, in 2025, celebrating a song written by a black man and the coming of a few Africans to the country makes me racist. We live in troubled times. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you've celebrated the wrong song, Bruto. You need to find another black artist who produced another song that you can celebrate, but not this one. Not this one, Bruto. You can't. Yeah, and we're down to the point where the left is... Someone points out, refugees can be criticized now. After a decade or two of ignoring national security risks and rape convictions, it used to be that the left was willing to go pretty far in showing acceptance for a refugee, including criminals, gang members, rape convictions, people who would stack 13, 15 arrests in the US, no matter, they would side with them. But now, this guy gets criticized because he's a South African refugee and he's a little fat. For a refugee fleeing to America because he can't get a job in South Africa due to B, this guy has been doing amazingly well. Wait a minute. Leftists are now not about body positivity. They're now ableist. Ableist against fat South Africans. You are not judging people for being too fat to be refugees. The world has been reverted by just this little experiment of Trump. So that's why I'm white-pilled today. It really puts the whole world in reverse, and suddenly Trump has made the whole of America realize, hey, we're going to have to start thinking of a future in which white people are victimized, and we're going to have to do political moves to protect them. I've always seen white populations as fragile. White populations are extremely stable if you don't parasitize them from the inside. They are extremely productive, extremely innovative, extremely creative. They lead to extremely desirable economies where everyone wants to live in. But the weakness of white people is they can't fight on the street to protect their own existence forever. They have to be given a secure bubble. And this greatness of white people can only arise if it's protected. So that's why I think the Trump move is massive, because historically, we can trace back now to this point where, okay, we're going to start talking about populations of white people that are pushed away by diversity, that are victimized by high crime rates, and we're going to see this as a humanitarian issue, which it is. It's always been. It's just that the left has this whole trick of language where they don't allow the white person to be a subject of humanitarian concern. But someone in Chicago who's exposed to the crime rate of Chicago is not doing much better right now than a white South African. So this is why it's going to be interesting to see where this leads. My hope is that this leads to a loosening of the standards by which we end up concluding as a society, yes, white people here are being victimized. It's unfair for white people to be subjected to that degree of interracial crime. And Rock and Diesel says, Rust Belt. Yes, hopefully the Rust Belt will be the point of reconcentration of white people. If you look at just the latitude on planet Earth where black people live, where white people live, I don't think that white people can hold the south of America for a long time, the south of the US. I think this will be lost one day. But there is some point in the Rust Belt, in the Midwest, where we can reconcentrate and flee from the diversity that is imposed on us. Doubting Thomas says, JF, did you follow the violent Democrat insurrection into the Heights facility by representatives and mayors? I mean, I've seen a little bit of clips of it. I wasn't even super interested about this. It's a bunch of Democrats doing what they do. Blah, 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 blah. We need to enter to supervise. And they get arrested. I don't have much to say about it. I didn't even include this in my news because it's not particularly important. It's, but yeah, okay, you framed this as an insurrection, like January 6th. Yes, the it's true. It's true. It's like January 6th. Genital says Ukrainians came as refugees already. Yeah, but the Ukrainians weren't oppressed by blacks. This is why it's important. What is the cause of the South Africans needing protection? They are being oppressed by blacks. And no matter where they are, white people, whenever they reach less than 40% of the population, 30, 20, 10, they will always end up being killed, genocided to non-existence if they don't flee. This is the message. Now, of course, yes, there was Ukrainians. There was some degree of Ukrainian traveling, but I think that it couldn't even be males because males were forced to go into war. So I don't think it was a blanket permission to be under humanitarian concern for the Ukrainians. Fleeing a genocide by calmly queuing at the airport, comedy. See, the left has zero self-awareness. How did you think that someone fleeing a genocide would be? Do you think they have to be constantly on the run? Do you think they have to be sweaty? No. And this is why I love what's happening today. It makes the left react in ways that don't make sense. What do you think was happening when all these LGBT South Americans were being imported en masse to the US under the pretext, oh, well, I'm LGBT, so I'm going to be victim of gang violence? Don't you think they were also lining up? Don't you think they were also in airports? You've never complained about leftist migrants, socialist migrants, LGBT sympathetic migrants. But now you complain because you see a bunch of white people lining up and you're like, they don't seem to be suffering. Well, it's never been the standard. It's never been the standard that you guys were applying to your immigrants, that you were bringing it to vote ourselves into socialism. Berg Eyes says they're consistent insofar as they default to hating white people. Well, yeah, and that's what we need to expose, that white people must realize that these people are truly hateful against whites, and it's ultimately going to boil down to a race war. Andrew Tarba says they're going to fit right in. You'll see them at Walmart and they think that they were born here. Absolutely. They might have a little accent, a little ways of doings from South Africa, but other than this, they will be perfectly integrated. And look at how C-SPAN finds the way to phrase this. U.S. officials greet white South Africans to whom the Trump administration has granted refugee status for being deemed victims of racial discrimination. Any other migrants, they would say, they were a victim of racial discrimination. They were found to be a victim of racial discrimination by the U.S. government. But now they are deemed. We don't think they are, but they say that they are. Greatest Whitest Northern says, were they expecting people dressed in bloodstained rags? What should a refugee look like to satisfy these leftists? Exactly. Their refugees have never been in any problem. They've never come here with injuries and all sweaty. No, they were coming in perfectly fine. They were processed through the industrial processes of leftist refugee acceptance. But suddenly you have 60 whites in an airport and it's a crisis. Mexico is suing Google over Gulf of America label as Sheinbaum pushes back on Trump renaming order. Little war here. I don't think it's particularly important, but a little wire around the provocative decision of Trump to call it Gulf of America. And Trump explains the reasoning behind the South African migrants, refugees.
Because they're being killed, and we don't want to see people be killed. Now, South Africa leadership is coming to see me, I understand, sometime next week. And, you know, we're supposed to have a G20 meeting there or something. But we're having a G20 meeting. I don't know how we can go unless that situation's taken care of. But it's a genocide that's taking place that you people don't want to write about. But it's a terrible thing that's taking place. And farmers are being killed. They happen to be white. But whether they're white or black makes no difference to me. But white farmers are being brutally killed, and their land is being confiscated in South Africa. And the newspapers and the media, television media, doesn't even talk about it. If it were the other way around, they'd talk about it. That would be the only story they'd talk about. And I don't care who they are. I don't care about their race, their color. I don't care about their height, their weight. I don't care about anything. I just know that what's happening is terrible. I have people that live in South Africa, they say it's a terrible situation taking place. So we've essentially extended citizenship to those people to escape from that violence and come here.
Absolutely beautiful. That is so great. Because for the first time, immigration isn't necessarily a cost. It could kind of be neutral or even be a gain. Because you have all these new people who are absolutely... they are as pilled as you can be about race. All these white people, let me tell you, this is where, you know, even Elon Musk, you could argue, among the billionaires, why is Elon Musk the most based? Why is he the most racially conscious? Why is he the only billionaire capable of saying, hey, you know, Irish people, you know, if they're kicked out of Ireland, they don't have any place to go. And the Irish culture is defined by the Irish people. That's because he's a South African and he's been exposed to racial consciousness. Racial consciousness was forced into him because there's no other way you can survive in South Africa but to notice. So the luxury of the American boomer is to be able to ignore this. Yes, greatest whitest north says lived experience is the answer. Exactly, because although the leftists will tell you that ignorance is what caused racism, I personally, in my experience and in what I see, the more you are interfacing with minorities, the more you will become racist. The more you will realize how different people are on this planet. Trump moves to rescind appliance efficiency standards. So basically the whole Energy Star. Yeah, I mean, I've seen these labels when I shop for furniture. But I always go for the cheapest furniture, so... I never go for this, oh, I could pay $2,000 more and have this little saving on electricity. It's not been worth it, generally. I'm a man who lives at the bottom, and I buy the cheapest washing machine and dryer. There's so much white pilling that's happening around Israel, but it's so good that I'm kind of hesitant. Because there's not much facts coming out, but there's lots of speculation about... apparently there would be a detachment between Trump and Israel. Israel has threatened to respond with unilateral actions following reports that President Trump and other world leaders may move to recognize Palestinian statehood. Now, if Trump moves to recognize Palestinian statehood... that is a major advancement that probably Israel is very uncomfortable with, doesn't want this. That would be, to me, if that was true, that is a sign that Trump is detaching from the Israel lobby It would be absolutely fantastic. And it makes sense because Trump has been very annoyed at death. Trump wants his presidency to be a presidency of peace where the entire world comes down under peace and there's less killing, less death. And Israel has been doing totally the opposite in their policy in Gaza. In fact, they have been continuing airstrikes in the last few days. We've seen babies continuing to be blown up, families burning, people coming to the hospital with missing legs and missing parts. So it's continuing, and Trump doesn't like this. So if Trump can detach from his Israeli lobby interest and say, basically, look, I tried, I've been funded by these people, but that's the kind of joker card, the wild card of the second presidency. Because the president knows that it's his last, he doesn't have a favor to gather. He doesn't have to stick to his donors. Now, most presidents will still stick to their donors because they want to enrich themselves for the future and they're loyal. But it could be that we have a kind of mini revolution where Trump decides, I'm not bound. I'm not bound to these Jews who keep pressuring me. They're the problem. And I'm going to try to make a deal with Hamas without the permission of Israel. Now, that would be absolutely fantastic. Unfortunately, all that we have for now is speculation and people saying, I have inside information that it's happening. I will wait for it to happen before fully celebrating. But holy shit, would that be a good relief? And ultimately, Trump would show, would be on the path of a better presidency than I expected if he does this. Anti-Zog says, it's not Israel that holds the power, but international Jewry. Yes, but making a move against Israel would be, in this case, would probably come as a very hated by the Jews in general. John Drake says, Israel has promised to turn up the heat. Yeah, so Israel is kind of saying, oh, well, you know, even if the U.S. says we don't have, you shouldn't do this or that, we're not bound to what the U.S. says. But it's like, bro, you've been doing all of your dirty stuff with the U.S. as your ally for decades. If you try doing this without the U.S. as your ally and with, in fact, Trump disagreeing with your moves, you might get into some trouble. You might get into some trouble and Trump might get eventually pissed. And this is where if Trump says, all right, you've been bombing enough babies in Gaza, I'm declaring Gaza the Palestinian state and that's it. Oh my, that would remove so much leverage to Israel. And it would be a defeat for them because they want to eradicate Gaza. And if somehow they have triggered the ego of Trump in the back through something, maybe Netanyahu was too disrespectful of him, whatever happened, if that could lead to a Palestinian state, I would be laughing my ass off. One of my talking points against homosexuality has been recuperated by Sarah Stuck.
12% of men who have sex with other men one or more times a week have problems where they are not able to control their bowel movements.
Because when do you...
Well, why? If it's healthy, if it's perfectly healthy. And okay. You know that... So-
okay. Bro, she just raped you in the ass. She just showed you that your sexual behavior is not normal. It is being punished by nature. Error 404. The guy is completely destroyed. Greatest White Snort says, I couldn't stop laughing when I saw this clip today. That feigned homo outrage, laughing my ass off. Yeah, you have problem with your shitting and intestines. because you are adopting a sexual lifestyle that is against nature. Boom! This is a tweet I had done, and I had pulled the scientific experiments about this a year or two ago, I think. But it's good to see Sarah bringing this into the live debate sphere. Yes, John Drake says he was thinking back to a memory or two. when you shock people with a very, you know, personal thing, but when you bring a scientific perspective, statistic, but that really touches people at the personal level, they can have a brain bug for a while. Pope Leo XIV saw a rainbow flag and walked away from it. Let's see. I mean, this is very small, but okay, it's a symbolic gesture. You're going to see a pride flag. And hop, he walks the other way. I'm not celebrating your pride flag. Listen, it's very small because the Catholic Church has been cucked forever on liberalism and LGBT acceptance. Maybe this is a kind of a backlash and a walk back. But at the same time, it's so small, just a small symbolic move that questions whether the Catholic Church can move on and have a truly conservative stance. Now, people are pointing out that it was not a pride flag, technically. They were saying the rainbow peace flag, also known as the peace flag, is a symbol of peace that originated in Italy in 1961. Okay, but, I mean, if I'm just walking by here, I don't realize the pace. I see a rainbow flag and I see some degree of LGBT symbolism around this. Unconventional wisdom says not even noticeable. This Pope is still anti-white. Yeah, he's been involved in some refugee settlement stuff. I don't care because I don't consider the Pope an authority on anything that concerns me. I consider myself Pope free. The Pope can think anything. I don't consider it affects me. Although I have been raised in a Catholic environment and I've had my baptism, First Communion, these things, I ultimately rejected the Catholic Church authority over me. Unconventional wisdom says, and covered up for pedos in the church. Oh, yeah. Well, someone was talking to me about this in DM, just a listener, and he was saying, is this to be interpreted as based? Because in the era of Me Too, of 1,000 allegations, you know, some of them will be false, some of them will be attacks on the church, and yeah, I'm sure that there has been some pedos in the church, but perhaps there is a subsection of these allegations that are false allegations. And having seen false allegations in my life, I tend to agree that there could be more than we think. And so, yes, I don't have a strong judgment of his stuff hiding the pedos, because hiding the pedos also means ignoring allegations that are past their due time for criminal prosecution, that are unverifiable, and where basically a bunch of people are asking you to fire people based on the rumor mill and based on, well, this person says that. I think that it's good to have corporations in general and religious institutions that are demanding of more of a standard of demonstration than, well, some people claim that they were sexually assaulted. Has the police been involved? Has the police been called in due time? Has the rape been proven in time where it happened within the window of statutory limits? If so, then sure, fire the priest. But outside of these circumstances, I would say, yeah, be somewhat resistant, because you're going to let a bunch of pissed off leftists extort your priest. Greatest White as North says, the Pope's opinion means about as much to me as the Dalai Lama. Yeah, I'm like Bill the Butcher in Gangs of New York. If they want to listen to their king in Italy, in Rome, I don't care. Cat Lady Genocide says, some of these went to the court, though, and they didn't even apologize for those. I think there is definitely some pedo actions that have happened. Is it the responsibility, though, of an institution to apologize for what happens downstream? I don't know. US-China reach an agreement to lower tariffs in 90-day cool-off period. So someone was asking about Canada. I think it's going to look somewhat like this, perhaps. Again, it's these temporary pauses and 90-day period of cool-off. And it's... it's confusing, actually. So now it's a 10% for 90 days. Okay, and China will put 10% and America will put a slightly higher percentage. Why is Trump leading this whole negotiation with the most possible uncertainty that he can possibly generate? Like, it's bizarre to me. But Trump seems to want to people to be on their toes. He wants instability. Okay, maybe it's a 6D chess strategy. I'll let it happen and see. U.S. crypto funds smash old record amid four-week inflow streak. So Bitcoin has been performing extremely well in the last week or two. Very good. I'm very happy. Perhaps there is place for even the attainment of a new high, a new all-time high, or at least an equalization to the last all-time high. Very good news on the side of Bitcoin. New Republican tax bill to raise debt limit by $4 trillion. Again, this is so depressing, but we have a Republican government, but it's statist, growth of the state, leftism, that is... Still the rule in Washington, D.C. Doubting Thomas sends a super chat. Thank you so much for the support. He says, Jeff, unless you are excommunicated, you're technically bound by the Pope, like it or not. Also, can you provide guidance on investor hoping to arbitrage your drop of value aligned with the rise of BTC? Oh, yeah, so he's referring to the drop of value. Well, first, I mean, what do I need to do to be excommunicated? Do I... fuck you, Pope. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. whatever I need. I mean, but I think that I've had enough divorces and marriages to be considered satanic by the Catholic Church, okay? I think... I can't even count them anymore. It's unbelievable the amount of divorces I've had. I mean, at some point they have to excommunicate me. Now, he's talking about the drop of my value, because I think we may be headed toward, perhaps, I'm not sure, we may be headed toward people not being able to claim that I'm a murderer anymore because someone saw Mama JF. Isn't that crazy? Now, I don't know. Maybe the claim is a scam, and maybe it's a guy who's lying. But someone saw Mama JF because she would be in a monastery of Taiwan monks, Buddhist monks, on PEI. And they saw her because this monastery is getting out every month to do a community service thing where they go gather the trash around the community. And someone would have seen her among these Taiwanese monks gathering the trash in the community. It sounds exactly like what Mama JF would do. Like, it makes absolute sense. So I don't know. First, I've sent this information to the police simply because the police has been annoying, you know, and the crowds of Canada have been annoying me about, oh, you don't care about finding Mama JF. Yeah, I don't care. That's true. Because there's no conflict between me and Mama JF. It's like, okay, she went away, whatever it is that she's doing. I know that I haven't killed her. Now there's these all these people annoying me. You killed her, you killed her. So I just send the info. It's a guy on 4chan, really. I don't know if the RCMP is going to be able to retrace him. And the thing is, I don't even know what happens if the RCMP knocks at this monastery's door and the Buddhist Taiwanese are like, no, we're not letting you enter. And we're not even going to answer as to whether we know this girl. Then Mama JF can stay hidden in the monastery, I guess, and she's not going to be annoyed by the RCMP because it's not a criminal case. She hasn't done anything wrong. So they cannot demand to see her, see? It's a case of these. It's bizarre, this classification of missing person. Missing for who? Who expects you to be there? And do they have the right to expect you to be showing up? So all in all, I don't know what will happen with this case. I've just sent the information because I'm like, I don't care. And ideally, the tension would drop a lot if people were to find her. And I hope that she is calm there and that she found something to do with her life. I'm happy for her. I don't want her to be found personally, but I still pass the information just because it would reduce the amount of tension around her and around finding her. Magister Templi says, PEI, Taiwanese monk group, refers to the Great Enlightenment Buddhist Institute Society and the Great Wisdom Buddhist Institute, Jebis and Juabis. Significant presence on Prince Edward Island with multiple campuses and residences. Wow, lol. Yeah, they have thousands, apparently, of students and they have all these Taiwanese people just praying and studying the Buddhist book or whatever that is. And they're talking about expanding and having more seats and having a big conference room. That is exactly the kind of place Mama JF would end up. Because Mama JF, she's just walking around, finding a group of people, whether it's a farmer's market or whatever, and she's going to start saying, hey, I wonder about the meaning of life. And they're going to be like, you wonder about the meaning of life? You need to come study Buddha in our monastery. New Guy Prime says, Buddha had a book. I don't know. Do they have a Bible or whatever? Cat Lady Genocide says, the housewives will say JF wrote the 4chan post. There's no pleasing them due to their woman feelings. Well, exactly. So in the end, I will truly only be cleared if they can find Mama JF and say, are you good? Are you alive? Yes. Okay, bye. So even then, people are so retarded that even if she was to be found alive and assessed to be alive by the police, there would still be these retards out there who say, I can't believe he got away with it. I can't believe he somehow kept her alive.
Don't worry, JF. There is always time to become a genius murderer.
Yes, that is true. That is absolutely true. You know, I was looking at it from a past perspective. I'm losing my credentials. But from a future perspective, you never know. You never know. Someone was pointing out that I shouldn't pass info to the police because the fact that I have the aura of having potentially killed Mama JF gives me a kind of aura that can intimidate my future girlfriends and that can keep them in check and keep them behaving, knowing that, hey, maybe he's gonna kill me. Well, my aura has been losing a lot of value. My aura has been completely destroyed. It may be that they will find Mama JF soon. I don't know if they will. Another white pill that we can end the show with. Matt Gaetz acknowledging the power. Thank you so much, Greatest Whitest, for your generous donation. That is a lot of money, and it is absolutely needed for me to continue this show. Much love. Matt Gaetz comes out with against the Israeli lobby and indicating that, yes, it's unnatural what's happening with this.
If I want to get into government, do I have to support Israel?
So this is a podcast where this Jew guy is kind of acting like super autistic. I don't like the guy, but it's okay. It's kind of entertaining, but you can see that he's getting a pass because he's Jewish. Like, if I was to do this podcast, Matt Gaetz wouldn't come to my tent.
You know, the Israel lobby has an incredible power over the decisions that government makes. And what we've seen is, on the left or on the right, if you question the policies of the Israeli government, legitimately, people will accuse you of anti-Semitism. And that is weird and wrong and kind of unlike anything else we see anywhere else. Now, there are legitimate expressions of concern regarding the anti-Semitism that we see on college campuses. But I got to tell you, no one's asked me the question that directly. And the truth is, if you oppose the U.S.-Israel relationship, you face tremendous headwinds to get into government, not just appointed government, but elected government as well.
All right.
Dude, it's moving.
And what is?
The thing, it's...
So the guy, he has a naked guy under his chair as part of the autistic performance of this podcast. Yeah, it's good that people are coming out about the truth here. It's unnatural. Shouldn't be happening. No group should have that much power, let alone a group that represents a very small minority of Americans. Nicholas Petris says, I love Matan. Sometimes it's funny what he does. I like the autistic delivery ID. I don't like that he's touching upon Jewish subjects, subjects related to the Jewish question, when it's not clear to me where he stands on it. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. Thank you so much for the generous support today. I'll see you all tomorrow.